So Friday night, I was going to go to the sex club, the Brandon sex club. But I didn't say anything on the air all week about my son being out of town. I didn't want anybody putting two and two together because despite what you might think, I'm not a big fan of being recognized there. So we go and, guys, the weirdest, you've never been in the place, so this might not seem that weird to you. I've told you this before, single guys have to be invited into the group play area.
Yeah, because they won't act right.
Right.
It's like they have to get tagged in.
Yeah, they're invited by a couple. Like, hey, come on in and join in. So a lot of single guys are lurkers. They'll lurk in the hallway outside just waiting for a couple to invite them in.
I was going to say, isn't this weird when you're in elementary school and you're waiting to be picked for the dodgeball team? Is it just like that where you're like, hey, pick me. I've got skills.
Yeah. Except for there's no sex. Dodgeball, you know.
No sex in dodgeball.
Are the lurkers nude?
No. They get nude once they get into the room. So there's so weird. We decide to go into the group room, right? And there's not a lot of people there. It's Friday night, but there aren't a lot of people. There's a pretty attractive lady, and she is working on three dudes who are standing around her.
Working on them.
Mm-hmm. Like, and her man, I guess, is underneath her, and she's got these three dudes. One old dude wearing a full suit.
Oh my. You said this was Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then...
wait, what is her dude doing?
He's underneath her. Like...
Okay.
And she's like, ah!
How long were you watching them?
For a while. They were the only couple doing stuff, and so we're laying on one of the beds, like, looking at them.
You laying on a bed?
Yeah. Okay. Not nude, though. We're just laying there watching.
With all your clothes on.
Yeah. So we're watching. And then they kind of finish up, and, like, I'm telling you, dude, like, her man is... just wailing away. One of the single dudes is holding one of her feet up in the air, and the other single dude is holding the other foot while he's taking care of himself. And it's like watching a live Broadway show. I'm like, I can't believe it. So then they get done, right? And this dude comes over and comes right over to our bed, and he goes, all right, they're done. Now it's your turn.
But the dude in the full suit?
No, the other guy.
Oh, okay.
Even creepier. So I'm like, that's it. I'm out of here. Let's just go. So,
no, it was your turn, man.
I'm not there to put on a show for anybody.
So you did Brandon Friday night, Kissimmee Saturday night.
Like a baller. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We did the Brandon stroll. We hit a couple of strip clubs and then got home and thought we were too tired to mess around, but turns out we weren't too tired at all. So then...
So you didn't do anything at the club on Friday night?
Just watched. So then Saturday night... go out to Kissimmee. There's a new place out there, and you know you're out of town, so it's kind of fun, and get the admission charge waived because I know people, and you go in and it's a resort. It's like there's hotel rooms everywhere.
Oh yeah,
pool in the middle.
Oh,
then you go in. They're having a 90s party. So I wore a flannel shirt for grunge. I was like the only person dressed up. So you go into the 90s party and there's dancing and everything. And then you go in through the food area, which is really weird. There's this dude, a Mexican dude making omelets. And then then you make your way in the back and there's a dungeon. There are people getting whipped in there. There are people like being suspended by rope. Mm. There's people with schmilschmoes. And but no full on like pounding yet. Then right adjacent to the dungeon, there's what we thought was the main sex room, except there are single guys everywhere. There's like eight or nine single guys and one couple doing it. And we're like, wow, this place is real different. And single guys are everywhere. There aren't that many people having sex. It's kind of a weird place. We just happen to go through the locker room. There's 50 beds and 30 of them have couples on them doing it.
50 beds.
Just like orgy everywhere. But here's the thing. And I don't know if this is something with me or what, but I'm not good at I'm not good at the intro. No one talks to me and I don't talk to anybody. Like, just me and my girl talking to each other all night.
What are you looking for?
I don't know.
You looking for other bros?
No, I would just like for a couple to talk to us. That's all. Like, hey, does your girl want to bang my girl? Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Well, you got to start with something before that.
Well, see, that's maybe why I'm not so good at it, because I don't know the opening line.
How you doing?
You go.
Come here often?
If there's a couple on a bed, you sit on that bed and it's like interrupting a dance. Then you just start kissing the woman and then you see how receptive the guy is to it, and then you go from there.
Oh, I can't do that.
May I cut in, sir?
Yeah, the etiquette there is dicey at best. It feels so weird. So we left without talking to anybody.
Why wouldn't you start the conversation on the drinking side?
We would.
You don't want to walk up to people already in
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But they're there because they want to hook up with other couples, don't
they? I know,
they?
Yeah, probably.
But you want a little talking first.
Yeah. So I never know what to say. I never know the intro. I never know anything. So we didn't talk to anybody.
Just sit on the bed.
You got to get the talking done in the bar side. You don't want to be doing a lot of talking in the banging side.
Yeah, we're gonna need y'all to get up off of this bed. Y'all ain't doing that.
Well, it's funny because we were walking back there fully clothed, and then the guy who works there goes, "Excuse me, to be over here, you either need to be naked or in a robe." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, let's get the hell out of here."
They provide robes.
Oh yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Very clean.
Was it a pretty crowd?
It was not an unattractive crowd. A lot of I found that a lot of larger people gravitate to the alternative lifestyle world, and I don't mean that in an insulting or bad way, but I felt kind of skinny by comparison, which I love.
What would you say is the median age of a couple that's at the sex club?
At the Brandon Sex Club, I would say the median age is probably 42. I would say at the Kissimmee Club, it skewed a little bit lower than that. I would say maybe 37, 38. I studied demographics.
Well, here's the thing. Especially when you're going to Orlando and, you know, the chances are small that people are going to know who you are, do you go with a game plan? Do you talk to your girlfriend and say, okay, tonight, full swap, or tonight, you're going to hook up with 17 dudes while I watch. You don't discuss this ahead of time?
The only discussion we had was she said it wasn't good. After our events Friday night, I think the you know what right out of her.
You know what?
Well, you know the monthly thing. So Saturday was a bit of the timing issue. So she said, "You're going to get with a girl tonight." So I said, "Well, not just any girl. I'm pretty selective." And just nothing materialized. There were some attractive girls there. But again, I just don't know the move. I feel like a fish out of water.
You know the move. You've been to these clubs more than anybody.
I know, but I have zero success. Like, there's only been one time where we had a couple there where the two girls did something.
If you're not trying, then you can't say...
I want somebody else to try,
you're
SBK.
Like
I want to feel pursued.
Like, yeah.
I know. And I probably give off the vibe of like...
They're passing you the ball and you throwing it back.
I love assists. What can I tell you? I'm John Stockton in that piece.
That's not going
to work. I like to dish the rock. I'd rather have 20 assists than 10 points.
Do you think that the fact that you're not drinking right now could be hindering your ability to pick up women at the sex club?
I had a couple of Yinglings on Saturday night at the sex club.
You need to have a couple more.
Okay, next time, a couple more Yinglings.
How come you didn't walk around nude and let them see Garabo Jr. and then they would come talk to you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a grower, not a shower. But
they grow!
How could you not grow when 30 couples are doing it?
Somewhat intimidating.
You got a fluffer with you.
Yeah, I do, and she would be more than happy to fluff.
Why don't you send her to talk to people for you?
I tell her that. And she's like, "What do you want me to say?"
Well, have you thought about maybe, okay, like doing your own thing and then maybe another couple who's on the sideline?
Yeah.
Hey, look at them.
But the right couple's never, it's always a weird, creepy couple.
Oh, right.
That's
they're always
weird.
Like, "Hey, I see you resting around there."
Like,
that's like you're performing at Warped Tour just hoping people come to the Hot Topic stage.
Right.
And then meanwhile, it's just you two. Nobody's there.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody's watching Taking Back Sunday. You feel so alone.
Nobody wants to see the Jim Rose Traveling Circus sideshow. So I'm no good at this alternative lifestyle. I'm not giving up, but I'm not very good at it.
Maybe you need to go to a club out of state.
Right.
Like on the other side of the country or something where you're totally on vacation, you're in relaxed mode, and you don't have to worry about anybody knowing you.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want and leave it over there.
That's what I liked about the Orlando place is that because I didn't have that fear of like someone coming up and going, LOD, man. Not that it's a fear, but I love it at any other place other than the sex club.
At Kissimmee, right?
Yeah.
Was this more of a local crowd or, you know, the tourist area?
You could tell the tourists immediately. There are like some pasty German people who are like, "Oh, this is so much fun. We are 60 years old. We love to watch people have sex." Whoops.
You need to get in one of these exclusive swinger house parties where you got the doctors, the lawyers.
I know.
All the high-up people in society, and then it's all understood that you're going to be getting down and dirty.
Yeah, a couple professional athletes
in
the mix.
Yeah, like some famous people. Because, you know, you're so accustomed in radio to people coming up to you and talking to you that when you find yourself in social situations, it's almost challenging because now you got to go up and talk to people.
That's why you won't get the invite because you're on the radio.
I know, and they think I'm going to shoot my mouth off.
You want to take me with you? I'll talk to these people. They're there because they want to be talked to.
They don't want to be interviewed, though.
No, that is true.
Like, just a few questions.
Like, everybody's there for the same reason, and you know they're there for the same reason you are, so it should be very easy just to go up and go, "Hello."
But it is.
It's so not, though.
You just say, "How you doing?"
It's actually weird that you went and didn't do anything.
I know. Both times, Friday and Saturday night, the double dip. Great. She just messaged me and said, "If you found someone you were interested in, I would talk to them for you, us."
See?
You just never find anyone you want to pursue. My standards are high. There are attractive people there, but I sent my girlfriend to go talk, and then she ends up talking to the couple, and what if they end up banging her, and then I'm sitting by myself?
Well, as long as you put a robe on, it should be on the up and up.
So I'll probably go back to that Kissimmee place when I can stay the weekend. We drove back that night.
What's the name of it?
It's a secret.
Is that the name of the place?
Yeah. It's called Secrets.
Secrets.
Secrets. I know. And like supposedly they have naked pool parties during the day and stuff. It's like hedonism, except in beautiful Kissimmee, Florida.
So could you get a hotel room there for the night if you wanted to?
Yeah, they were booked that night, but yeah, people stay out there.
You know what? That's a good tip because a lot of people are going to Orlando in the next couple of weeks for WrestleMania, and I know a lot of the hotels are sold out. So if you want to stay at Secrets, I guess they have a room.
Beautiful Kissimmee, Florida. Secrets. I know.
Not anymore.
The secret is out. It is. It's crazy the things that go on in there.
How far is it from SeaWorld?
Well, I didn't click the distance off, John. I'd say probably a 20-minute drive from SeaWorld. Okay. But you're looking at double dip. You're looking to go to Shark Encounter and then the Swingers.
I'm headed to SeaWorld next weekend. Maybe I'll stay at Secrets.
Well, big weekend for you, huh? What are you going to SeaWorld for?
Philip Phillips is in town. Big Philip Phillips fan. It's one of my favorites.
I never know when to take him seriously.
No, he's serious.
I'm gonna be there. Yeah, serious.
He doesn't tour often. He's very he's great. Great live. He has that song called Home.
Is that I'm coming home?
No, I think that's Puff Daddy, but
what? Hmm? No,
I'm
Puff Daddy doesn't
home,
do
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. That's not P. Diddy.
That's not Puff Daddy.
I'm coming home.
No, that is Puff Daddy and some other girl. Skylar Gray.
Huh. But that's not Philip Phillips?
He does have a song called Home. You're just not singing it.
I'm coming home. That one?
No, I think it's more like
Home.
Yeah, you've made me forget what the song sounds like now.
I'm with you. Is that the one? Home.
No, I don't think that's it either.
That's not either?
By the way, do they have music playing at Secrets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is
90s music. I mean, they did a lot of When I Dip, You Dip, We Dip.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A little Baby Got Back.
Hold on.
This is good stuff.
Isn't what I was thinking of at all. What's the one I'm thinking of? I'm coming
home. That's Puff Daddy.
That is not Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy had something to do with that song. He raps in that song.
There's no rap in that song.
Yes, there is. What you're doing right now sounds like a combination of Bruce Springsteen and Rise Against.
Oh, damn it.
Wow, that's good, right? That's a good thing.
Home, Puff Daddy. Coming Home featuring Skylar Gray.
Yeah.
All I have is the Dirty South remix.
Oh, no.
And, of course, my audio needs a restart. Good times. 727-579-1025. So, do you have your tickets to SeaWorld already, or would you like for me to get you in? Because I can get you in.
Oh, you got connections there?
I have my ambassador card for Busch Gardens, which gets me into Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, Adventure Island, and Aqua Aquatica.
Do you have to come there?
Well, I mean, it's not that exciting. Yeah. yeah, no, I mean, I have to be there with you to walk you in.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to ask you to go to SeaWorld like that.
No, you're not asking me. I'm offering. Are you getting in free?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. I don't want you. You know, you're not making get into SeaWorld money.
I'm not.
I mean, I don't know what you're making, but I'm not making get into SeaWorld money.
It's not SeaWorld money.
Boy, eeny, meeny, miny, moe with lines 1 and 2. What do you think, guys?
Well, line 2 could be interesting because we have some news. I don't know if you wanted to break it now with him on the phone or you wanted to wait.
Break it.
Hey, Drew Garabo, how are you?
What's up, Jacob? Two times.
What's up? Hey, Drew, guess what? You want to guess where I went for lunch on Saturday?
It must have been a memorable lunch if it's a Saturday holdover. Saturday. Racks. Rather, Racks. Roast beef sandwiches.
Wrong.
Damn it. Go ahead.
Fuzzy Taco.
Oh!
You're so right, Promo John.
How'd you know that?
He called our show Saturday night and told us.
Oh.
Huh. Wait, Jacob, you're recycling the same material?
No bueno.
You got to give us some new stuff.
No, Caitlin
bueno.
Carolina wanted to take me out for lunch, and guess who bought Carolina's lunch? I did.
Uh-oh. You did.
Big money.
Yep.
No, I know, Jacob, but you got to give us some original content between 2 and 6, not the same stuff that you give those Crowded Takeover guys on Saturday night.
Yeah, for real.
We need exclusive.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Okay. So today I go to work with my worker, Faye, right, and we do some stuff, right? We go to some stores.
Right.
And then we go to Chick-fil-A and I get the
Let us guess.
No, you got a chicken sandwich.
Drew, you're funny.
Thank you so much.
Is he right?
Drew, you correct me.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate that. This is it. Thank you, Hippie Jess. Daughtry.
Oh.
I'm very happy that I did not know that, actually. Daughtry. I'm coming home. He sucks. All right, please continue.
Okay. So we did that, and then we went to the library, and she faxed some papers and stuff like that.
Was it 1982?
No.
Tell him the news, Drew.
Okay. Jacob, you ready for the news?
Sure, Drew. What is it?
Okay, here we go.
Well, it's good news and bad news.
What's the bad news?
Well, you know who is going to have to leave. But Jacob would be okay with that.
Who, him?
Yeah, just for the sake of the conversation, you can tell him that.
Yeah, the bad news is that we are saying goodbye to John Senning for 2 days a week, and we are saying hello because the cat. Really, I don't want to put all the pressure on you, Jacob, but
you're not.
Well, no,
I am. Okay. I've been waiting for this a long time. So.
Okay. Because when you said you really weren't crazy about John getting the job and you needed a female voice, you know, we had given John 99 out of 100 on all of his evaluations. He seemed like he had a really good place here. But if the Bones' favorite listener doesn't see a future for John on Drew Garabo Live, then neither do we. So we had to wipe our butts with his radio dreams, metaphorically. And so John will be leaving the show 2 days a week, and we'll be saying hello to Micah Rotunda starting Monday.
Oh man, I can't wait for that.
Well, he's sure sad to,
oh, okay, sure, man.
Sure,
wow.
Sure sad to see you go.
Hey, problem with John?
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, problem with John. Don't worry about that, problem with John. I'll still call you on Saturdays. Don't worry.
No, they're actually because of you know your beliefs in me. They're actually taking that away as well.
Promo John, come on, man.
But Jacob, you're happy that we're getting rid of John Senning and we're adding Micah Rotunda? It's okay if you're happy.
How does it feel to be killing his radio dreams right here live on the air? Like saying just annihilating John's radio dreams?
Well, I want to say John Senning did a pretty good job filling in, you know?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good job filling in for the last like 6 months.
But Micah's gonna do a better job.
He's been filling in since January 21st. Can you believe that?
Well, if you say it's true, then I believe it.
But Jacob, you know that Micah's probably gonna do a better job than John, right? He left the room.
Oh man.
In tears. He left the room in tears.
That's right. But boy, come on.
So really, it was just kind of a waste of time to have John here until we could keep the seat warm for Micah Rotunda.
Yep.
That's it, Jacob. I have a fat stack of burnt CDs that I made for you that I am tossing into the garbage as we speak.
Promo John, come on, man.
It's all right. Micah will burn your CDs for you, Jacob.
Yeah.
Promo John, come on, man. I'm sorry about that, Promo John.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I really am.
But you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not.
You know, I got my first internship in radio when I was in the 10th grade. I've been looking forward to this day my entire life, this opportunity, and you pretty much cost me that, Jacob.
Oh. Well, Promo John, you know, that's not true, Promo John. You know, that's not true. You know, that's not true. You know, I've been with you since May 29th and stuff like that. So, come on, man.
Well, Jacob, what do you want to tell John? Do you want to pump John up and tell him to keep his dreams alive, or do you think he should look into another profession?
I don't want to say anything that would hurt my friend's feelings, you know?
Oh, no, Mike will be fine. Don't worry. She'll be okay. Why? What are you going to say?
I just don't want to hurt my friend's feelings, you know, but I just want to say to him on the air that he did an awesome job, and I hope that he keeps up with the Saturday show, and I'll be listening for him.
Well, seriously, though, Jacob, we don't want to lose John. John has done an amazing job. It would have been very easy to go with what you suggested and have a girl on the show 5 days a week, but John actually played himself right into a starting role.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people, and they still suggest it whenever we go out, that we need a girl on the show, and I've always thought that all along John was the best fit for the show, but
right.
we do think that a female voice is lacking. Mine isn't strong enough to carry on, despite what people are saying, so that's why Micah Rotunda will be added to the show. She has a very busy schedule, but she'll be in here a couple of days a week.
Okay.
Kind of the best of both worlds. Wouldn't you agree, Jacob? You don't have to say goodbye to John, and you get a girl to talk to a couple days a week.
You know what? I'm excited about this. As long as you have my friend John on your team, then I'm okay with that, you know?
What's going on?
Are you feel like a yo-yo? He's just toying with your emotions. Well, Jacob, we got to run, man. Always great to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay.
727-579-1025, and let's get this out of the way, too. Go ahead, Avo.
Yeah, I knew that was fake news. I know you're leading Jacob on like that. But yep. Anyway, Saturday night. Hello?